Well, hi. It's 12 a.m. and I'm trying to do a audio blog because I've been wanting to do something like this for quite some time now. But I've been feeling very low and down and out for quite a bit. The reason being that there have been so many things happening in my life that I really don't know which way to turn. Good things have been happening as well. And the worst things that have been happening is something to do with lies and deception and a lot of things. Well, my friend, dear friends, I am associated with Rotary International, and I had been the past president of a very prestigious club in my city, that is Guwahati. And it's one of the oldest clubs. And this club has had its glory in the past. It's not the same anymore. It's really sad because the one thing that Rotary actually taught me was, is it the truth? And that is why I was so attracted to Rotary International. And after I was chosen as the group study exchange student in 2004 by the district 3240, that is my district in the northeast of India, I came back and I said, okay, I need to give back to Rotary what it had given me. It had given me one of the best programs in my life. It had actually taken me to a country where I was able to learn the culture and also bring back and actually replicate that in my life here in Guwahati, in my state of Assam. But things have not been very nice, you know, and I have been very hurt by the fact that there have been things which have been happening in my club which does not adhere to, is it the truth? And that has been really, really very painful. At this stage of my life, I'm 40 plus now, and I have been trying to understand what is truth. And this has become a very, very attractive thing for me. Is it the truth? It is the truth is something which is, you know, as a kid, I was sometimes I used to lie to my mother for small little things, not very big things, but small little things which were probably harmless now as I look back at them. But as I'm growing older, that the whole idea of, is it the truth? Everything that I do, every action, every deed, everything that I speak about, you know, I try to find out whether it's actually the truth. And it really hurts me sometimes when I find that people are lying and people are not actually sticking to that one very, very important thing that Rotary has taught us out of those four guiding principles, the four-way test that we call it in Rotary International. Is it the truth? The others, of course, are there. But then the most attractive part of that four-way test for any Rotarian is the number one thing, is it the truth? Is it the truth? Is it the truth? Well, it's hammered into my head. And I have understood one thing. I have recently joined a college. It's called the Asian Institute of Management and Technology. And I'm working there as a guest faculty in the mass communication department, where I am teaching a paper on current affairs. Well, more than current affairs, I try to teach my students, not to teach exactly, interact with them and tell them and try to find out what exactly they think about truth and how important it is, how important is truth in their lives. And I have found out that it is indeed a very important factor for young people, the millennials, I call them, the rock star generation, I call them. They are very, very attracted to this one word called the truth. And if people of the 20th century, if we don't give them what they want, they want the truth. They want everything truthful. They want everything transparent. These young people are going to grow up with a very crooked mind. I understand that these people are so innocent. These young people that I'm teaching are somewhere around 18, 19, 21 years old, and they are absolutely, they are so moldable. They are so attracted to what lies ahead of them. And if we do not give them that one thing which is so important for the foundation of their life, that is the truth, then I don't know what we are going to give them. This is one very, very important thing that we need to give them, that is the truth. But then this, at this point of my life, I have understood that this particular word is actually so, it is disappearing from our society, truth. There are very few people who are holding on to that one little jewel, that one little pearl of wisdom, that is truth. But there are many people who are not even attracted to this particular word anymore, because it doesn't matter whether they are lying, whether they are being untruthful, whether they are absolutely, these are very sad happenings that are in our society, and I'm really, really very, very unhappy. That's what was happening. I mean, it started with a lot of other things, and as I grow older, like I'd said a little while ago, it's like I'm 40 plus now, but then it's very important for me, even as a young girl, I was very attracted to truth. Saying one or two lies which are not too harmful was okay for me, but now that is also not okay. My son, Tyrus, prefers not to lie at all. He always tells me, "Mom, you told me to tell the truth, so now you hear it out. Even if it's the hardest truth, hardest fact that I'm going to tell you, you have to hear the truth." And I think that is something so attractive that it really, really makes me feel very strong when my Tyrus says things like that, when he says that, "Mom, I need to stay on the path of truth." And I feel that my advice to him to be truthful, to look towards truth, to look towards light, because truth is light, I think that to a certain extent my teaching is really helpful for him. And I feel very impressed by the fact that he is actually taking that teaching up. So as I tell you, I feel that young people should be told that we parents, the guardians, are their best friends. Even if they come and tell us the worst fact, which again is the truth, if they lie about a certain thing, it is really actually not right for them to do that. They should have the courage, they should have the strength and the courage and be brave enough to come and speak the truth in front of their seniors, in front of parents, in front of their guardians. And I think that will lead to a more fruitful life for them, because they also seek the truth. They should not be told that, because if you tell the truth, you are going to be beaten up, you are going to be hurt, you are going to be scolded or something like that. I remember my mother used to tell me that, and I was really scared, so I think I probably lied once or twice not to get that, you know, whack from her. But I think it's very important now to tell our young people that no matter what happens, no matter how bad the truth is, come and tell us, and we will still be your best friend. I will still be your mother. I will still be your father. I will still be your best friend. Even if you come and tell me the worst thing under the sun, I will still be right there beside you, and we're going to solve this problem ourselves. But if we are going to tell them that if you are not going to tell me the truth, and if you're going to lie, I'm going to beat you up. I mean, let's turn it around and take it in a different way. And I think it's much better if we tell them that, come and tell me the worst truth in the world, and I will still be your best friend. I tell my son Tyrus that thing, and I think he takes it up, and he has really replicated in his life. He comes and tells me, even if he's got less marks in maths or in his subjects, in his other subjects, he comes and tells me, and he says, "Mom, you told me to tell the truth." And so I'm happy, he's happy that we didn't have a scolding thing and all. So we work around that subject, and we try to make it better for him. But I think we should all stick to that one thing that Rotary International, our parents, and the books, the holy books, and everything has taught us, to be truthful, to keep asking that question: is it the truth? Is it the truth? Is it the truth? Keep asking yourself this. And I think it's very important that we stick to the truth and stick by it at all costs. Well, that's the end of my audio blog for now. I'll see you again soon. And I hope we're going to meet up, and I'm going to come back with more of these audio blogs. Bye-bye for now.